Mahat was a short boy, stunted with malnutrition. He tried to act tough, wearing a dirty white vest under the men's shirts that hung on him like a dress, and that he tucked into jeans with an oversized Chinese plastic belt, but he had a lopsided smile of pure childish innocence and a halting stutter that belied his swagger. Mahat had come to the camp with his grieving mother in 2004, after his father was killed in Somalia, and he entered the market aged 7. Nisho had taken Mahat under his wing and offered career advice. First, he suggested shoe shining. Then, later, a more promising line. Firewood. Several 100,000 cooking fires burn a lot of wood. Nisho and Mahat negotiated the rent of a donkey cart, and Mahat joined the convoys that trundle out into the scrub in search of logs, while the others made 1,200 shillings in a trip of 3 or 4 days. Little Mahat was only managing to load half a cart. One day, the 5 men in his group met a lion with 2 cubs sitting on the path, just watching. Mahat sweated and shivered. It was the first time he'd seen a lion. An old man made them hit the donkeys and drive right past the lion as it watched them, looking, but not stirring. Another time they saw a hyena, another a leopard. "I made a decision in my brain," Mahat said, and quit. He turned instead to collecting water.